Our next speaker is Stefan Graber. He's the LexD project leader and one of the maintainers and one of the core developers. And he's going to talk about system containers at scale.
Hello. All right. So let's talk about first system containers and LexD and clustering. So what are system containers? Well, system containers are effectively the oldest type of containers. They've been around for quite a while, originating with BSD jails, then as Linux vServer on Linux. It was a patch set from over a decade ago. Then Solaris Zones, OpenVZ on Linux, which was also an insanely large patch set on top of the Linux kernel. And then as we were upstreaming things in the Linux kernel, LXE and LexD kind of came as the runtime to drive that. System containers behave very much like standalone systems. You run a full Linux distribution. It's not like a single process type thing like you get with Docker and other application containers. You don't need like specialized software images or anything. You treat them just like virtual machines, effectively. They're very low overhead, easy to manage. You can run thousands of them on systems. There is no vert overhead with like, you know, that just take up physical resources. There's no need for hardware, accelerated, anything. And as far as the host is concerned, it's just a bunch of processes. So you can go on the host and you see all your processes. It's nice and easy. Now, what's LexD? So LexD is a modern system container manager. It's written in Go. It uses libLXE to drive containers. It's got a REST API, a bunch of REST API clients. And as you can see here, you can have multiple hosts running Linux, then the LXE layer to drive the kernel, and then LexD on top exposes the REST API, and then we've got a number of clients that can talk to that. More of what's LexD. So LexD is designed to be simple. It's a very clean command line interface, pretty simple REST API. We've got bindings in a lot of languages to make it easy for people to drive system containers through LexD. It is very fast. It is based on, it uses images, so no more like creating a root file system or with dbootstrap or whatever. It's got optimized storage and migration over the network. It's got direct hardware access because there are containers, and we've got nice semantics to pass GPUs, USB devices, etc. It's secure, so we use all of the kernel namespaces by default. We also use LSMs like Habana. We use seccomp. We use capability.